big fine till he got the note saying toe the line or blow, and that was all she wrote. He'd be making like a feline, heading for the borderline, going for broke, saying one more hit ought to do it. This joint ain't nothing to it. One more for the road.
And that was Boz Scaggs, and we know his cousin, right?
Yeah, Dickie.
Dickie Scaggs. Yep. That doesn't even sound right. But who listens to the show.
You have an ointment for that now.
They used to. Anyways, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, I'm playing musical chairs today.
What?
Guess
is
where
going
I am,
on?
Polly. Guess where I am.
Is my mic on? Oh, it is.
I apologize, Chris.
I think my mic wasn't on before.
Are you running around?
No, that was on purpose.
Oh, wow, yeah. Okay.
That had nothing to do with technical difficulties. It was just completely me.
Somebody's playing God today.
Anyways, kids, welcome back. 3:03 in the afternoon. Welcome back to the Giddy Up. On 91.5 WMFO in 70 degree Medford, Boston.
It's still 70? That's ish. It.
Why? Do you want it hotter?
Well, it says 76 on my phone.
Well.
Do I want it hotter?
Your phone's always wrong.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, it is. Every time I text you, it's wrong. It's 70 degrees.
All right.
So anyways, 70. I'll be back with the weekend weather for you boys and girls. But right now...
I never trust those meteorologists.
No, you can't.
Well, you can trust Polly B, though.
Yes. That's right. I lick my finger and stick it out the window and I give you the weekend weather.
I've got 80.9 for a temperature right now.
80.9?
Yeah.
Well, apparently, all right, Fox News is wrong. It says 70 degrees.
That's
scattered clouds. And it feels like 70.
Chris is looking out the window.
I don't see a damn cloud out there.
I know.
That woman, you just like her because she's hot.
No, she's not.
Which one is it?
It's the big girl.
The big girl. Does she have a name? Big Ruthie?
What's her name?
Big Ruthie on weather?
Sarah.
Oh, Robleski?
Yeah, Robleski.
She used to be on Channel 4.
Yeah, she's not attractive.
No.
So so I don't...
Have you seen the girl who just does traffic on Channel 7 in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
It just popped up this like hot 19-year-old girl to tell you that there's traffic in Boston. Everybody knows there's traffic in Boston. Everyone knows you have to leave early. It's just an excuse to hire a hot chick. Then when there's no traffic, they let her she talks about the wind velocity at the 12 o'clock news. It's like, so they have two people doing weather now at the 12 o'clock news. Uh-huh. So this is the temperature. Now with the wind, it's Danielle.
It's windy.
All right, back to you. And the two blondes were getting older by the minute. They were dirty looks.
Oh, yeah, I know. The two girls that do that we saw earlier.
And they call her C-words.
Yeah. Krista Delcamp, yeah.
And Sarah French.
Yeah, yeah.
Are they dumb or what? You know what? I feel kind of guilty watching 7 News.
He likes her dresses, Krista Delcamp.
You know, yeah, the women are attractive there. I don't even know what they're saying is true at the time. I mean, there's things I'm going, are you kidding? And that Sarah French cannot get a sentence out without screwing something up. It's like, that'd be a great drinking game. When she screws something up, boom, do a shot. I'd be drunk by 5:35.
Right?
I don't know what you're thinking. What's different between that and any other day?
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Why do you still watch 7 News?
Because there are good-looking women on there. They're not stupid. They know what they're doing.
Exactly.
Then they got that little blonde who's like 11 teen.
I know.
What's her name? Jadian. Jadian Thompson.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen her in a while. Ooh.
I'm going to take a roller skating next week. Well, she can't get into an R-rated movie. She's too young. I have to take her roller skating or something. Take her to the Ballaroo in Medford.
Ballaroo.
That's a U-Haul place now.
It's a U-Haul place?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You have to take her. No, on Route 1. Roller World's still open.
We're at the good Ballaroo.
The Ballaroo? I used to go to Ballaroo.
He's still going to take him to the U-Haul place.
Yeah. You can still roller skate around there.
I roller skate around in a parking lot. U-Haul place. He's confused. He still thinks it's the Ballaroo.
Oh, I think it's a U-Haul / storage place. You could rent out the storage unit by the hour, I think.
And can I skate?
You can rent it by the hour?
You can skate around in one of the storage units.
What is the storage unit?
The Candlelight Inn?
Got to put a hot tub in there, too. A love tub.
It's Throwback Thursdays over there. You can skate around in one of those empty storage containers. They got the flashing lights going.
Yeah,
what flashing lights?
You give the manager $25 and he does this real quick.
Yeah.
We got the disco ball hanging in the middle of the room. DJ Polly B's out there spinning the tunes.
After you, hey. All forming the Ballaroo, Polly B will be there spinning the hits. Come on down and say MFO and get it for free.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. Polly B and Dale Dorman.
Well, if Dale Dorman was in here, I'm sure he'd like to get you alone in a storage shed.
Yeah.
You got that right. By the hour. Anyways.
The ghost of Dale Dorman said, I won't need the hour.
Hi, Mom. Oh, wow. We're showing our age.
There's a bunch of people born in 1995 who are going, what?
Right? Exactly. Yeah. What?
Besides, I think everyone who goes to Tufts is from like New Jersey or something.
Most likely.
True. Well, Connecticut.
Anyways, Tina Marie.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Do you have something?
I do, but
some silly news for us? Or
yeah,
are we going to go to Chris? It's up to you.
I can do one story, and then we can go to Chris, and then I can do my other story.
All your stories.
And then by then, 3:30 hour will be here.
Let's mix it up.
And Amy Nachtbauer will be calling in.
Let's have a threesome on the air.
That's different than any other week.
No.
Speaking of, are we going to go on Facebook Live today?
It's up to you guys.
I don't know.
Only if you show your boobies.
Oh, damn it. Oh, her.
No, I was talking to you. Okay. I was talking to Chris every day.
He sees mine every day.
I want to see yours.
He wants to see your boobies.
I'll show you mine.
Okay.
You all right?
Yes. All right, so when your team wins the championship, whether it be basketball, which just happened, or hockey, or what have you, and you have that awesome parade, what do people do at those things? They celebrate and eat.
LeBron James talks way too much.
He talked way too much.
Oh. Really? Is this something new for him?
No.
Did he say a lot of I, me?
Yeah, he did. And he talked for like an hour, I think.
Exactly.
Ugh, they should have shut the microphone off.
Ugh.
So, at the championship parade in Cleveland, this one fan was so freaking excited about them winning. He ate the horse poop off the ground in front of everybody.
What? What are you talking about?
He ate the horse poop.
How do...
It's on video. He just ate...
Oh, I gotta give it a go!
Yeah. That's exactly what he did.
He was so excited he ate horse poop.
Yep. The horse was walking by and with the cop on it, and it stopped and it went... You know how horses poop?
There was no way.
And he ate horse poop on... at the parade, and somebody videoed it.
And that's what happens when you don't win a championship for 52 years. You don't know how to react. I see a light flashing, Polly. I think the phones are ringing.
Really?
Yeah, someone's calling.
It's the horse.
Excuse me, 1 minute, kids. WMFO, you are live on the air. Please do not swear.
Hi, it's Amy Nassar.
Oh, hi, Amy.
Oh, Amy. What's up?
I'm calling a little bit early. I realize I'm going to be somewhere at 3:30, so I'm driving.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay. Then...
Good.
Yeah. Lay it on us.
Good. People want to hear an update on what's going on this weekend?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
All right. One thing that I really want to recommend to people is a band, an original rock band. It's called 111. It's a lead singer of Influence. He has this.
Amy.
And we lost her.
Yes.
I think she's in a submarine.
There she is.
They just did a video. They shot a video about first responders, police, firemen, people that help people, like after. You know, the 9/11 event and different things. And they did a huge fundraiser, the Winter Music Fest at Showcase Live, where they showed the video. I actually was in the video. They asked me to do a little acting role in the video. In any event, they're playing at Fusion Bar and Grill on Route 1 in Foxborough tonight. And it's called a First Responders Event, and it should be a great event. And if you want to see an original rock band, because they're few and far between, right now, then go to see that. That's a sure bet. But there's more.
Okay.
Okay.
And if not...
what's that?
You said, and if not, you have something else?
Yeah, there's more stuff. Well, let's see. If you want to be out on the water, the Highline Cape Cod Cruises, which are the long 3-hour cruises down the Cape Cod Canal.
Oh, no 3-hour cruise. I ended up lost on an island once.
What?
He's Gilligan.
I didn't hear what you said.
No, it's all right. When you listen to the show, you'll get it.
They're leaving from Onset. So those leave from Onset. And this weekend, they've got Chris Stovall Brown and Sweet Melissa, a blues duo. Let's see what else. Let me see. If you want to be on the water in Plymouth, the East Bay Grill has a big band called Guilty Pleasure. They do. I mean, they're like a 90s band. They cover it all. Motown, R&B, blues, rock, you name it, they do it. It's a big, showy band, and the East Bay Grill is right on the water in front of it. But my favorite event this weekend on Saturday is David Coverdale at White Snake at House of Blues.
Really? Coverdale, huh?
Yes.
Woo! She loves him.
Well, she's a rock and roll girl.
I know.
Have you seen his beautiful new face lately? Have you seen his fake face and fake choppers?
No, I love White Snake. Oh my God, I'm so excited to be going to this show. It's on Saturday night at House of Blues.
All right.
Well, that's awesome. Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess I'll have to play some White Snake.
Yeah. I get a better idea. Maybe we can upgrade and do some Led Zeppelin.
I love Led Zeppelin.
Of course. I already played Zeppelin, but... Go ahead.
Years ago, David Coverdale to start White Snake. He left Ricky Blackmore's band, Deep Purple.
Yep.
Anyway, that works.
Well,
that's
Well, thank you, Miss Snack Bar, and
say hello to David.
In. Yes. All right.
Are you going to the Coverdale show?
Right, I'll talk to you later.
Yes. Have fun in Newport.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
All right, bye for now.
Thank you so much. All right.
You're welcome.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
And that was Miss Amy Nachbar.
Yep.
With the Nachbar Report.
Yes, so we know David Coverdale's in town. I'm sure the college listening audience is very excited about seeing David Coverdale and the Whitesnakes.
And
the Whitesnakes.
The Whitesnakes.
Yes. Oh, good Lord.
Oh, good Lord is right.
Yes.
Tina, anything else happened at that parade?
No, just that guy was throwing poop up in the air and eating it.
Hey, who hasn't? Times are tough in
right?
Cleveland.
Yeah.
Have you ever been there?
Wow.
That's probably used to doing that.
Times are tough. Well, not anymore right now.
See, 54 years without a championship. Was it 52 or 54?
I think it was 54 without a championship.
Jeez. Yeah, who wouldn't know what to do? Somebody's like, you know, somebody from Boston mess with the guy. Dude, we win championships all the time. We eat poop.
Yeah.
What do you do? Well, I'll eat horse poop. What better than you? Cleveland.
I'm posting it on the Giddy Up page right now.
I once worked with a woman from Cleveland. That's not like I once knew a man from Nantucket.
So yeah, don't worry about it's pretty much.
So I worked with this woman. She was from Cleveland, and all she used to do is complain. I hate here in Boston. I hate it here. Where are you from? Cleveland. I'm like, really? You're from Cleveland. What's the matter? You don't like having crack houses every other block? Is that it?
Well,
the only time I went to Cleveland.
They do have the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, so, I mean.
You probably have about two blocks, like, you know, Boston, great, all these neighborhoods. You have about two blocks you can go to in Cleveland, and after that, it's done.
Oh, because it's...
Oh, it's just dump.
No, it's dumpy.
Yeah. It's a dump.
The only time I
said it's a dump.
I went to Cleveland was to take a dump on the sidewalk to see if somebody would eat it. I guess it worked.
Yeah,
apparently.
I guess so.
He thought it was horse poop. It was funny man poop.
Yeah.
Detroit laughs at Cleveland. It's so bad.
Oh, man.
All right. Do you have another story?
Yeah, I do.
Should we go to Christopher?
No, I can do my other story.
Okay.
Let's see. So, sometimes people like to prank each other, you know, at home.
Pranks. I wouldn't know anything about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, this guy thought it would be funny to put some baby powder in his wife's blow dryer. So when she turned it on to stop blow drying her hair, I went, you know, white powder on her face.
That makes sense.
I don't think that happened, did it?
It did happen for like a split second, and then the flames came out and lit the bathroom on fire.
Oh, my.
And he was in on it with his son, and the son and him were filming it like from the side because she had the bathroom door open.
Did he get any boob?
All you can hear on the video is the son laughing. Meanwhile, the bathroom's on fire.
Family.
Yeah.
Hey, Tom Bergeron here with America's Funniest Home Videos. Watches this ridiculous father and son duo burn mom to death. America's Funniest Videos.
She actually only suffered burned eyebrows.
Only third degree burns.
On her eyebrows. Look at
Watch
the,
out.
Look at the bathroom on fire.
What an idiot.
I think he may want to sleep with one eye open for a little while. You think?
Yeah.
The studio is on fire.
I don't think. Yeah. Well, watch out. Chris, what are you doing over there?
Sorry.
Put that blow dryer away.
Light her away from your butt.
We did. did a story like that, remember? The guy was farting, and he was at, they were at a frat party, remember? And he said to his friend,
right,
light the lighter,
mm-hmm,
and he lit his anus on fire. And remember, it sucked back in?
Yes.
We talked about that.
Right.
We said that story.
Yeah.
That's another, like, hey, that sounded funny when I said to do it, and then my asshole's on fire on the inside. Oh.
Sauce.
Yeah.
Located aisle 5 under International Foods.
He had Mexican.
Yes, we had Mexican last night.
Oh.
Yes.
Did you go somewhere?
No.
No, we made it.
Called to order. His name was Jefe.
It was in Paco B's. Taco Pacos.
You can call up now from Taco Bell and they send you the guy to come to your house and make it.
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
Business is slow. They're just going to send the takeout guy to the house.
Table to order. And
it's kind of funny because they have the same thing at Jack in the Box. They send the clown, but unfortunately it was a murderous one, so they had to stop that program real quick.
That didn't last too long, like a day. He went to 10 houses and they're all dead.
Oh.
Hey, honey, your food. No! You mad at it? What are you doing? Oh, did you bring the fries?
Oh, you forgot the fries.
Yeah, hello, Jack in the Box. Yes, your clown not only murdered my wife, he forgot the fries.
Which I don't have a problem with the first part of that, but the fries I wanted.
I specifically said I wanted the curly fries.
That's right.
And that's why I order from you. I don't care about your burgers. It's the fries that interest me.
So could you send another clown with the fries?
To murder my wife again?
I tip good, so I don't want to get murdered.
Come to think of it, I really don't care for my neighbor.
Yeah. How about that?
Give his address.
How much is it for a neighbor murdering?
A neighbor murdering?
Yeah.
A minimum $10 takeout delivery.
Wow.
Oh, that's awful.
Anyways.
That probably really happens.
3:23. Almost 3:24.
Almost.
Yes. It's 3:23. It feels like 3:23 in the afternoon. We're going to come back, and our funny man, Christopher, is going to give us some wicked cool rock and roll information. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say it's going to take about 3.5 minutes. How's that sound?
You know us.
Well, you know us.
I'll be stretched out to
20. Nothing always goes. Nothing ever goes 3.5 minutes in this place. If you know what I mean? We elongate.
All right, kids. Take us out, Tina Marie.
You are listening to the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston.
We'll be right back, kids.
Oh.
Quiet yourself and go.
Yes, that was for our good friend Miss Amy Nackbar, who loves Whitesnake, and also for our funny man who has slept with David Coverdale. He was just giving us detailed.
Well, did you see the pictures of him with his plastic surgery? He's very pretty.
He's a lot prettier than he was before. Welcome back to the show, kids.
I swear, Mr. Cotters, I thought it was Cheryl Teagues.
Anyways, kids, welcome back to the show. It's 3:34 in the afternoon. You're listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in the beautiful state of Medford, Boston.
My microphone's not on.
I did that on purpose once again.
Why do you keep doing that to me?
Stop it.
Like George Harrison and John Lennon singing the backgrounds while McCartney's over there singing. Sharing the microphone. Woo! She can handle a little, too.
That was a good analogy, actually.
Go. Twist and shout.
It is 70.
Come on, baby.
It is 70 degrees.
Bug it on out. It's 70 degrees. Say something there.
I'm trying to say
brilliant
something.
Brilliant boy.
All right, Papa Gino boy.
All right.
All right.
Blakey McGee.
Rainbow
welcome
bright.
Back to the giddy up.
To the giddy up now. I'm sing back
I'm sitting me. Across from the beautiful Tina Marie.
Tina Marie. Ooh.
And the Papa Gino's tablecloth, meaning the funny man, Christopher.
Funny man too.
It is 70 degrees.
Work it on out.
Work it on out. Anyways, kids, tomorrow is going to be beautiful.
Beautiful.
What is wrong with you two?
We don't know.
B E A U T full. Tomorrow.
Is that how you spell it?
Yes.
The Medfoe.
It's like Mr. T came in here. I pity a fool. Oh, beautiful.
Right.
Oh my God. All right. So it's going to be highs of 82 tomorrow. In sunny and clear. It's going to be a beautiful day. B E A U T full. So, anyways, barbecue tomorrow. Absolutely. Or even barbecue on Sunday because it's going to be highs of 85.
Wow.
And it's going to be bright and warm. It's going to be bright and warm, unlike anything going on in this studio today. There is nothing bright. Well, you both are warm, so. And on Sunday, that would be Miss Tina Marie's birthday.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. It's my birthday weekend.
Right.
You forgot?
Yeah, I forgot.
Wow.
Well, I said you wake up Monday.
I know. Did I have a birthday?
Oh.
When you turn 55, you kind of lose track.
Yeah, I don't like that number.
Of your birthdays. So, although you look beautiful
for
55.
Oh, thank you.
What did I say?
Lurk.
I said lurk?
I think so.
Yeah. No, I said well, you yesterday, look.
You know, you said I look. Yesterday at the hair salon when the kids were getting their haircuts, my friend was in there with his little son who's 4. This kid's a friggin' riot. We should have him on the show, right? I go, my birthday's on Sunday. How old do you think I am? He goes, 2 million. I was like, wow, I look good for 2 million. And then his dad's like, Darius, stop being fresh. He is, I'm telling you, Chris, he's a riot, and we should have him on the show. I don't know all if his right, dad well, would allow it, but.
The authorities.
What?
Anyways, happy birthday, Mama.
Thank you.
You do not look a day over 40.
Well, thank you.
Well, you know, even though you're 55.
Even though I'm turning 40.
Are you turning?
Oh. 46.
Oh, so you're turning 40.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. I've not seen the video, but is there a pink wig involved?
Right.
and a pony that looks like it just did mescaline?
I was going to say a pony.
No.
Yeah.
Oddly enough, there's a dildo and a container of Cool Whip.
And some double D batteries and motor oil.
And a lounge chair.
I was going to just say a card table.
And a whole container of double D batteries. So, happy birthday.
Thank you. I didn't know there was such a thing as double Ds.
There
unless
are.
Unless you're double P.
All right. Happy birthday, Mama. We love you.
Thank you.
We love you here at the Giddy Up.
Call in and say your birthday wishes to lovely Tina Marie.
What's the number?
I don't know. They changed it.
781-350-3264.
That's right.
Look at the brain on bread over here.
You play that number tonight, I guess. I guarantee everybody's going to hit 3264.
Mm-hmm.
Yahtzee.
Yes. It's not Yahtzee.
It's never Yahtzee.
No, it's Beano. Oh.
All right. Well, happy birthday on Sunday.
Thank you.
And Christopher.
Yes.
All right. I give the weather forecast for this for the weekend. I can't even say it.
What? Is it like we got a blizzard? According to Fox?
Blizzard.
You guys are making me laugh, which is great. So what do you have for us?
Do you want to spin the big wheel and we'll figure out what year we can do?
I can. All right. Let's. All right.
So we're gonna give the. We're gonna do some.
We're gonna spin a
nostalgia.
Wheel.
Nostalgia. And what year do we land on, Polly?
Wow. 1996.
Okay. Top alternative songs this week in 1996. because we are more of an alternative rock type of rock and or roll establishment. So first is, do you want to turn this? Is this on?
Yep.
We can get a little background noise. So this is the first time we tried it this way. We're gonna have a little bit of maybe technical difficulty. So first song we hear is. Mint Car from the album Wild Mood Swings by The Cure.
Wow.
Remember this one? Everclear, Heart, Spark, Dollar Sign.
I do believe I know Everclear.
And there's somebody...
I was mistaken for the lead singer for him, of him.
Many, many times.
And you were with me.
Yes, I was. And you didn't deny it either.
Wow. And I even gave autographs.
How kind of you. You're so magnanimous.
Went.
Aren't you?
Everclear. I went, yeah. EV.
At number 18, Stupid Girl by Garbage. Do you know right now Garbage has the top alternative album in the country?
Really?
I didn't know that new album out.
I didn't either.
Yeah. Shirley Manson, great singer.
I know. She has a great voice.
Yeah.
And I always loved Garbage.
Hey, I hate it for years.
Since my days, you know, in the dumpsters, I, you know.
Do you know who produced Garbage? You discover them?
Kurt Cobain.
Oscar the Grouch.
Oscar the Grouch.
At number 17, Rage Against the Machine.
Oh, this
with
is a good
Bulls
song.
On Parade.
It is Bulls on Parade.
Mm-hmm. Next, I actually had alternative lyrics for this song that sounded like Who Will Save Your Hole. It's, hey, Jewel, who will shave your... Never mind. Courtney Love's Band, if you know what I'm saying.
This is Jewel.
Yeah. Who will shave your Courtney Love's
Band? The prettiest girl with the crookedest teeth.
She got them fixed.
You know she married a rodeo clown or something?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah.
And then he fixed her teeth.
She married a rodeo clown?
She married a rodeo clown.
How did
clown.
He... Would he have like a clown kind of dental program?
Yeah. Those rodeo clowns do better than rock stars. At number 15, Tonight by the Smashing Pumpkins. Maybe my favorite album from 96.
That was the best.
Oh, Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness.
Melancholy Polly?
Yeah.
Yes, I remember that album. They named it after me.
Next, at number 14, the Banditos by The Refreshments. I really screwed that up. Let's take it out again. The Refreshments with Banditos at 14. Thank God we're not live on the air.
Thank God.
At 13 is Perry Farrell's new band, that After Jane's Addiction, which is no longer around because Jane's is back. Tahitian Moon, Porno for Pyros.
Porno for Pyros, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
And Flea is not coming out naked.
At number 12, Machine Head by the former Mr. Gwen Stefani. Who has a...
By my friend.
Yeah. He may, I think he wanted to be more than friends.
Well, maybe now.
Yeah.
Apparently, Gwen is having a baby with someone else, so...
So he's another... I guess it's this whole thing that people, like, screw nannies now. Because I guess he was screwing their nanny, too. Like, Affleck was screwing his nanny. Yeah. At number 11 is Alanis Morissette at You Learn. For some reason, there is no clip available. I don't know why, but of course, everybody had that album, Jagged Little Pill, so you know the song. I'm not going to play it for you.
We all know it.
And of course, Paulie's favorite band of all time, the Dave Matthews Band, because he likes a jaunty tune every now and then. And I'm going to cut this one short.
Thank you.
So at number 9, I love this song, Goldfinger, Hair in Your Bedroom.
That's right. Great song.
And now the other half of the of what we were talking about earlier. No doubt. Number 8, Spiderwebs. The message I call you, baby.
Great song. Great song.
I know.
Spider
I love
Web.
You, dope.
Yeah.
So, my personal take on the next song, not my favorite. It's Photograph by The Verve Pipe. I never loved The Verve Pipe because somebody made, you know, comparisons to Nirvana.
Symphony. Was that?
That's The Verve.
Oh, The Verve.
This was, you know, We Were Here to Hit Freshman, that song. I loved it. I wasn't huge on that. So, moving on to number 6, song I was huge on. Tripping on a Hole in a Paper Heart by STP.
Yes, STP. We miss.
Yeah.
We miss somebody. I mean,
miss Scotty.
Yeah.
They are looking for a new lead singer, you know.
Really?
Yeah, because, what's his name?
He went back to Linkin Park.
Yeah, right.
Too bad they couldn't get it together. That's a shame. They couldn't have, I don't know. Maybe Scott still be alive. Who knows? I don't know.
He's not still alive.
No, he would have been still alive if he was still playing with those guys and whatever. The Cranberries, Dolores O'Riordan, a nice Italian girl from the North End.
Doris.
What's her band?
Dolores, I'm sorry.
Dolores O'Riordan.
Yeah.
Yep. Coming in at number 5 with Salvation. At number 4. So everything relates to another thing. The Butthole Surfer Pepper.
I never liked the Butthole Surfers.
Well, what about the fans? I know, prison was a tough time. So
it was a tough time.
But going back to number 6 with Stone Temple Pilots, so Gibby Hayes, the singer for Butthole Surfers, introduced Scott Weiland to the dreaded H-bomb that eventually killed him.
Yeah. Well, now I see. I have premonitions. I did not like the Butthole Surfers.
It keeps saying that. That's going to be a drop. And number 3, I think the ultimate one-hit wonder of the 90s, Dishwalla with Counting Blue Cars.
Dishwalla. Oh, wow.
Dishwalla.
That's right.
Tell this one play out because they need the money. Because actually, they're now washing blue cars at Sonny's.
They're not getting paid.
Number 2, an artist we just played, Giddy Up Staple. Chris Cornell and his friends, Soundgarden, and of course, Matt Cameron is
love
now.
Chris Cornell, we all do.
We do. And Matt Cameron doing double duty with Soundgarden.
Yes.
He's been playing with Soundgarden for 18
years. One of
now.
Our favorite groups here at the Giddy Up that we play just about every week. And I just played.
Yeah. We just from the same album, Burning My Hands.
Burning in My Hand, yeah.
And lastly, at number 1, I'm going to talk it up a little. A girl from the area who, before this song...
Amy Mann?
Nope.
Okay.
It's another one-hit wonder. She actually is a classically trained musician, and she has the same name as a dead drummer. Tracy Bonham with Mother, Mother. Everyone loved this song. Best part of the song. I'm hungry. I'm dirty. I'm
losing my mind. That's so funny.
That is alt rock right there. You know she played fiddle, whatever the hell you call it. Violin fiddle.
Violin.
But she's a homeless girl.
She was on the porch with no shoes on and playing the fiddle.
with Granny and Ellie Mae. No, she played violin when a couple years earlier when Paige and Plant did their solo tour. And she, so for the orchestral version of Kashmir, they brought out a local orchestra. So they brought out Berkeley students, and she played on it. And she had a picture with Robert Plant. And he's like, you know, my good friend's daughter, he said, kind of kid, you know, tongue in cheek.
You mean Bob?
Yeah, Bobby Weed, as you call him. Robert Plant, Bobby Weed.
Well, thank you so much, Christopher, for that.
Well, thank you.
That was awesome.
Awesome.
It really was.
And next week, we will spin the wheel again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's up to you. Do you want to spin the wheel again?
I definitely want to.
Do you want to spin the wheel?
I love spinning
the wheel.
That was a great segment.
I will spin the wheel.
Spin the wheel.
My brother, that was a great segment.
Well, I'm sorry.
3:50 in the afternoon.
My apologies to Amy. There's no White Snakes on there.
No white snakes.
No white snakes.
Well, no sorry, white snakes Amy. Were harmed in this making of the Giddy Up episode.
Not yet. Anyways, we will... I don't even know where that's coming from.
Your trousers, mate.
It's coming from your butt.
Anyway, would you like to say your goodbyes?
Sure.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Oh, we are very silly today.
Thank you for listening. Everybody have a great, safe weekend. And on Sunday, I will be home waiting for all my presents. So come by and drop one off. A shout out to our babies, Ryan, Nick, Kaylee, Christina, Miss Emily, and my favorite cat in the whole world, Zoe.
Christopher?
Do we have a phone call? Should we interrupt me for a phone call?
It's not even coming up on the board.
You know what? It's probably law enforcement. We want to ignore this call anyhow. Hey, I just want to say, you know, thank you. I'm very happy that I was able to make it in, schedule permitting, and for a wonderful show with my two dear friends here. Love you guys deeply and dearly. You know, as I always say, go as fast as you can, as far as you can, as long as you can. And that really counts on the roads, too, as well. That's how you beat Boston traffic. So tell that to the little chippy on Channel 7.
Yeah.
There's no such a thing of
drive fast and
Boston
take chances.
Traffic. Anyways, thank you, Christopher. Thank you, my beautiful lady, Tina. And I want to say, as I always do, we're going to take a 166-hour break and always be a rock, never roll. And I want to apologize for Matthew McConaughey. He's been sitting in the green room, and we couldn't get him on in enough time, as usual.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
He's been sitting there for a month.
He has been for a while. But anyways, kids, have a great weekend. Stay Boston strong, as I always say. And, yeah, we'll see you guys next week. All right, take care. We love you. You know I'm a tree.